listening to Sam in the Morning, only on LA Talk Radio.
Good morning, everyone. Welcome to the show. Today is... hold on a second. There we go. Okay. Welcome to the show, folks. We're live today. Today is September 18th. It's 10 o'clock in LA. Thank you for joining us. And we have another great guest in the studio. We have beautiful weather in LA after a great heat wave here for a few days where we went crazy. I actually went out of town to get away from the heat. But now we have beautiful weather. And whatever you can say about California, you can't beat the weather, you know, and that's just the way it is. Well, we're going to get to our guest right now. We have Ivana Milei in the studio. Welcome to the show, Ivana.
Thank you so much. I'm so happy to be here.
Well, we are happy that you're here.
Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you for having me.
Of course, of course. Are you from, well, we can hear your accent, so where are you from?
So I was born in the west side of Ukraine.
Oh, okay.
In Transcarpathia, in a little small town, Hust, in a beautiful Carpathian mountains.
Wow.
Yes.
So that side is far from the fighting, right?
It is.
The fighting is happening on the east.
Actually, it is on a border with Hungary, Romania, and Slovakia.
Gotcha.
So it's safe, but not safe.
Yeah, I know. Well, who wants to be in a war zone, you know?
Have you
been back there since the war started?
No,
I haven't been there.
I haven't been there.
I don't
there.
Blame you, you know? Who wants to be in a war zone, you know? It's just not fun.
And also, you know, I'm a mother. I have a seven-year-old daughter. So,
oh, really?
Yes.
Wow.
So I she really missed Ukraine. She really wants to go to Ukraine because she was there in 2021.
Oh.
Once, hopefully, when that's going to be.
Yeah. So how long have you been here in the States now?
Well, since 2016.
Oh, wow. So you've been here a while.
Yes.
This is home for you now.
Well, yes. Chicago is my home.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Oh, I was going to ask you if you're from L.A., but you're from Chicago.
Chicago, yes.
What's that
Chi-town.
Like? Yeah, I know. What's that like? My wife is dying to go there. I'm like, what's there to do in Chicago?
Oh, but my God.
There's a lot to do, right?
First of all, I can tell you, Chicago has such a warm and kind people.
Mm-hmm.
They all are very supportive.
Really?
Yeah. Beautiful architecture.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, music.
Uh-huh.
Blues.
Really?
We have a house of blues.
Uh-huh.
We have a beautiful skyline. I would say that's the most beautiful skyline in the United States.
Wow, really?
Yes.
Wow.
So, Chicago,
and you have the lake
Michigan.
There.
Of course.
Uh-huh.
Beautiful views.
Mm-hmm.
Unbelievable. Very, very delicious food.
I see. Wow.
Fulton Market, West Loop.
Really?
Michelin stars.
Okay, well, you got
we
me sold.
We all have
now,
it.
Now we got to go.
Yes. Yes, for
now,
sure.
When you came from Ukraine, did you directly go to Chicago or were you somewhere else? Where did you come? To New York?
No. I moved from Ukraine in 2011 because I had this wonderful project, TV project in the country of Georgia.
Uh-huh.
And I lived there for 5 years.
Oh.
And I also did I recorded my third album in Georgia.
Mm-hmm.
The name is Made in Georgia.
Uh-huh.
And it was an amazing time. I had my biggest concert back in the country of Georgia in 2012. It was 100,000 people.
Are you serious?
I am.
Wow, that's a lot.
It is.
Wow.
That was my biggest concert.
Uh-huh.
And Georgian people, and actually Georgia is like my second home. You
really?
Know? Yes.
Wow. So you were known back there, right?
I am.
I mean, with 100,000 people.
Yes.
You know?
It's not about being famous there.
Uh-huh.
It's more than that.
Uh-huh.
I just got love. From people.
Really?
It's when you're going outside and people are hugging you and saying how much they love me, my music and everything, you know.
Yeah.
For me, it's a very, very big thing, you know, to have that and to feel that love from
Well, I can imagine.
Georgian
Yes. So when did you get started with music? Early on in your life?
Oh, my God. I think it was too early.
Yeah.
Well, it's never too early with the music, you know, because you have it or you don't.
Right. And you probably loved it early on. But when did you start actually doing something about it, like professionally?
Yeah, professionally. Well, my first music contest was when I was 9 years old.
Wow.
And then I started to write a lyrics in English when I was 11, and I started compose my own songs.
Really?
So at when I was 14, I already had my first love, and then, you know, I was heartbroken, and I it was about, you know, not the good love, you know, but I started to compose and write my own songs. Mm-hmm. So from my age of 15, all of those songs been already on the radio.
Wow, really?
Yes.
Wow, that's
And
amazing.
It's Transcarpathia FM, if they, Zakarpattia FM, if they're going to watch us, I'm just saying hi to you and thank you for supporting my music at that time.
Uh-huh.
Because when I was 17 and I had the presentation of my and release of my first album,
right.
It was an Independence Day in Ukraine on 24th of August.
Mm-hmm.
And 15,000 people came into my concert in the city of Uzhgorod, and they came to support me, and they knew all of my songs.
Really?
They've been singing with me all of my songs.
Wow.
And I was 17 years old.
Yeah, so you're like a child, you were a child star.
I was a child star.
Wow,
I did not even thought about that, you know, but after years, after actually moving United States, people were like, oh, actually, you were like a Britney Spears here. Like, I'm like, maybe not like a Britney Spears, but probably in my state for sure. For sure. I had a lot of concerts. We were my father was driving a car with the plate numbers, and it was Ivana Milei. We were driving to all my concerts. People were coming, and I was like putting a signature on their like skin. And they're like wide leather jackets, you know?
Right.
It was such an amazing time when I had a support from my hometown, from people where I was born, you know. It's something special about that.
Yeah, that's cool.
When your people are supporting you.
Yeah,
when your
for
people
sure.
like calling to the radio and asking to put your song.
So your parents supported you.
Oh yes.
With the music, right? It's not like get a real job or anything.
Absolutely.
Right.
My parents were the first business people in our state. They were the first people who opened their own restaurant. So my father built the restaurant in front of our house in the center of this little town.
Mm-hmm.
And he named that by my mother's name, Natalie.
Really?
Yes. And that was the beginning of their business. So they were crazy because no one believed in 1993 after the Soviet Union crash that people could have their own restaurant.
Mm-hmm.
It was like, you must be crazy.
Right.
You cannot have a restaurant like your own business.
Right.
But they did.
Mm.
And I started to sing at that restaurant with one of the best musicians ever.
Really?
So
that helped like launch your career.
For sure. Every day I was singing there for at least 3 hours.
Wow.
Yes. My father said
to me. You had that many songs?
Yes.
To fill 3 hours?
Yes.
Wow.
I was singing Whitney Houston.
Uh-huh.
And it was, you know, now maybe people will think, oh, okay, she was 70 years old. She was singing I Will Always Love You. But at that time, people would not believe that a 7-year-old girl can sing those high notes.
Right,
and they were calling me. I was performing at this little stage.
Mm-hmm.
But after that, my father always was calling me to stand close to the table.
Mm-hmm.
So people would hear that and believe that was me.
Wow.
And that gave me such a great experience that I had every night a performance in front of people, and it was always a different audience, a different people who were coming to the restaurant.
Right.
So I was singing all of that songs, and my father said, if you would want to be a champion of in a sport, run, you know, you need to run. So if you want to be a singer, you need to sing. right. a lot.
Yeah, and practice a lot.
And
how
practice
did you
know
English so early on in your life?
Again, because of my beautiful, wonderful, progressive parents.
Okay.
They actually, because they had opportunity, and you know the 90s was a very, very bad time mm-hmm. back in all post-Soviet Union countries.
Right.
People
yeah.
were so poor, you know. Our doctors would go to a hospital to work for like $10 a month. That was their salary, $10 a month.
Kidding me.
I'm not.
So that was the remnants of the Soviet
Union. That was a very, very bad, yes, a very bad time.
Right.
And in that bad time, my parents created a business? That's mm-hmm. crazy.
It is.
So because my father and my mother, they have this European mindset mm-hmm. or very creative mindset,
right.
they were very different. They find a lady, English teacher, who were with me every day for 7 years.
Really?
And
oh,
we were wow. speaking every day for 2 hours,
so
every
you're very
day in English.
To have had that.
I am very fortunate to
wow.
have this beautiful people that I'm calling my parents, my heroes.
Right. Do you have any siblings, brothers
no.
or sisters? You're the only
I
child.
I am the only
so
child.
So they give you all the attention.
Spoiled.
Yeah, I'm sure.
A little bit.
But
a little
despite spoiled. Of being spoiled, you've accomplished a lot, so that's... That's pretty cool, you know?
Yes, yeah. yes. And I appreciate that a lot.
Yeah. So what was your childhood like? Did you go to regular school or were you like too busy with your work?
So it was a school, a special school complex mm-hmm. that included music school and the regular school together. Mm-hmm. So I would have like math and then next I would have... music or piano or like vocal, you know, so it was pretty cool.
Wow.
Yeah.
Very nice. And so you went, did you go to college at all?
Oh, yes.
Really?
University of Kiev's University of Culture and Art.
Oh, wow. That sounds yeah. interesting.
Yes. It was a very nice time. Mm-hmm. But also when I was 18, I already signed the contract with a big, big restaurant group that has 100 and I think 40 or 100 or 60 restaurants all over Ukraine.
Really?
I became their face.
Wow. It was Ukraine is that big to contain that many
yes.
restaurants
oh,
from
yes.
just one corporation?
Yes.
Wow.
I don't think we have anything like that even now in the United
no,
States.
No, just fast food or something.
Yeah, and that's but it. That was a real deal. Like
right.
I signed the contract, I became their face, and I signed a contract for $1.2 million that they invested in my career.
Really?
I was in the cover
Whoa.
Of a penthouse.
Uh-huh.
I immediately signed another contract with the M1 music channel. So I became the youngest TV host.
Really?
And I spoke three languages.
Where, in
languages.
Ukraine?
In Ukraine, in Kiev.
M1 is Ukraine.
In Kiev.
Oh, okay.
So I yeah. became a TV host.
Mm-hmm.
I signed the contract with the Kazerna Karta restaurant group.
Mm-hmm.
And this is how I started. After that huge success back in my state, mm-hmm. I continued that in Kiev. But let me tell you something. When I moved to Kiev and I became a student of Kiev's University of Culture and Art, I immediately went to every single music contest that you can imagine. I was everywhere.
Yeah.
And the, you know, the judge in like the music, you know, judge in that contest, they were like, oh, yesterday I saw you on this contest. How will you manage all of this? I'm like, don't worry about that.
Right.
Just
I'll
sit
be there
and listen, you know.
I'll be
so
there.
So
yeah.
I'll be there. Yeah.
yeah.
And
right.
So you were
very ambitious early on.
Always.
Yeah.
Always. How I cannot be ambitious if I have no idea how that happened in my head.
Mm-hmm.
But when I saw The Bodyguard
uh-huh.
with Whitney Houston.
The movie. Right.
I immediately had this dream in my mind.
Mm-hmm.
Me being on a stage. Singing like Whitney,
uh-huh.
especially that moment.
With Kevin Costner being your bodyguard.
Well, maybe not exactly Kevin Costner, yeah. But...
not at the time he was too old for you, right?
Yes. Well, there is nothing about ageism. Please, please don't take it right. That way. But okay. But I remember how I was impressed by a woman who can act like that.
Right.
Who can look like that.
Right.
Who can sing like that.
Yeah, yeah. That's amazing. You know, it was my mom's favorite movie. She saw it like a million times, you know.
Oh, my God. Look she just loved Regina.
She just loved the romance between them. And, you know, it was just amazing. So so it's interesting you like that movie a lot. So
I do.
So you got influenced by her. She,
she's one and only.
Yeah, yeah. How long has she been gone? Do you know?
I know. Since 2012, February.
Oh, okay. So 12 years already.
Yes.
Wow.
I was the one in the country of Georgia when I saw the news. Mm-hmm. And it was very late night.
Yeah.
And I called to every single artist, my colleagues in Georgia, and I was like, Whitney's gone. Mm. The era is gone.
Yeah.
And I said, I'm going to American Embassy. So I, on my way to the embassy, my PR manager, Nini, she called me and she said, where are you going? I'm like, I'm going to embassy. She goes like, now everything is closed. I'm like, I don't care. I don't care.
Yeah.
So she called and all media and the news, they all, the cameras and journalists, they all came there like in 15 minutes.
Really? To the embassy? Of
yes, to the embassy.
Wow.
And I was in front of the embassy in 12 a.m.
Right.
With the candles and flowers.
What were you hoping to see there?
Nothing. I just came there to say to the world how heartbroken I am.
Yeah.
How sad I am.
Right.
And to say thank you, Whitney,
right,
for being such a big, big, not just a singer, not just an artist, icon. Mm-hmm. For being that icon for millions.
Right.
And
it's true. She influenced a lot of people.
A lot.
Yeah.
And that was a true influencer. I do apologize. I don't want anything to say anything bad about like influencing these days.
Right.
But she was singing not because she wanted to be famous.
Yeah.
She was singing because that was the only way for her to leave this life.
Yeah.
And music is the best way express yourself.
Right. And that's pretty much you as well.
It is.
Yeah. I see. That's why you were attracted to her music and her personality.
It was resonated with me 100%.
Yeah.
And I always said that my music is not for everybody. Mm-hmm. And I don't want everybody.
Yeah.
I want my soulmates.
Uh-huh.
I don't want anyone else.
Yeah.
I want only those people who will, that my music will resonate with them.
Right.
Nothing else.
Yeah.
Because that's honest.
That's true. That's true.
And that's honest. And that's all I need.
Yeah. Well, I'm very impressed. You know, I mean, early on you started all this. And it helps that you had the support of your parents, you know, because
very
I know many
much.
Times people are like, get a real job and all this, and then they give it up, you know?
For sure.
Yeah. Or they start later on in life and, you know, it's not
yes.
as easy maybe, you know? But it's amazing.
Now,
with the TV hosting thing, how did that come about?
Oh, my God. That was actually amazing because I remember when one of the owners of that chain group, Козырная карта, Dima, he called me and he said, listen, now you're going to be a TV host. I'm like, me? No. He goes like, yes. I'm like, no, I know how to answer the questions. Why would I ask a questions? Like, I don't know how to do that. He goes like, it doesn't matter. You're already a famous singer. People loves you. Just go and do that. So when I did it, that TV channel already knew me because like I said, I was in every single music contest. So I already got a second place on that Miss Music Ukraine. Mm-hmm. I was the first Vice Miss Music of Ukraine. And that was actually created by that M1 music channel. So they already knew me.
Right.
And I did my pilot. We call that pilot, like the first trial, right, of like right. a TV exactly. show. And I did it so bad.
Really?
My knees were like shaking.
Yeah.
I didn't know how I can learn all of that and speak in front of a camera.
Right.
Only that what they give me, you mm-hmm. know, to so yeah. it didn't make any sense for me. Why do I right. need to learn this if I can describe by myself and I can improvise, which I did later.
Right.
So, and the music producer of the music channel, he said no. Mm. And when my Dima, the owner of that mm-hmm. Restaurant group, he called me and he said that, I'm like, I need another one. And he goes like, what do you mean? I'm like, I need another one.
Uh-huh.
He said, okay, let me call them. So my second one was like, I came to this big music festival right. in the Freedom Concert Hall in Kyiv. Mm-hmm. And I saw all of that superstars there sitting there, you know, on that music festival. And they're supposed to sit there because there was shootings, you know. And right. I just came there. I'm like, hi, I'm Ivana Malay. Can I have you for my interview?
Right.
And he goes like, when? I'm like, now. And I go, okay, let's go.
Yeah.
So I killed that.
Yeah.
And when they saw that, mm-hmm. it was very impressive because some of the people, comedian people, mm-hmm. a comedy club, they put in their contract that they're not giving any interviews.
Really?
And they did for me.
Oh, wow. That's
yes.
pretty impressive.
So from that time,
yeah.
everyone respect me very much.
Uh-huh.
And they give me the best time on a music channel, an yeah. M1 music channel.
Yeah.
And that actually... After like 6 months, they call me already the best TV host
really? in
on that channel. Yes,
wow.
And that was the youngest.
Yeah.
I was the young. I was 18 years old.
So you were born talented, very talented. Were your parents in entertainment at all?
No.
No.
But my grandmother.
By the way, if you guys hear this humming in the back, this is construction that's going on here that's not supposed to be going on. Very distracting and... you know, I'm trying to ignore it, but it's really irritating. So, you know, but we'll continue the interview because that's the way we do it, you know.
That's the
we
life.
We just keep going, you know.
Even if something is disturbing yeah. you, if something is not okay,
yeah.
you need to move on.
Yeah, but somebody's going to get it today, you know. Somebody's
yeah.
going to hear from me today, you know.
Okay. I can help you if you need my voice.
Yeah, yeah.
I can
know.
Use it. I'll
have
you
as a backup.
Yeah, it's going to be... I would say loud, pretty loud. I can do that.
Yeah.
Well, just let me know.
Yeah.
So my okay. grandmother,
uh-huh.
she raised me because my parents were busy with the business, you know.
Right.
So she was an actress.
Mm.
And she did not continue her career because she was married.
I see.
And at that time, well, mm-hmm. you know, it was a different time when
yeah.
women, if you were married, that's it. You're at home.
Right. That was the Soviet Union at the time.
I think so, yes.
Right.
And yeah, it was.
Right.
You're right. And but she was this amazing lady
mm-hmm.
with a cup of coffee, sometimes mm-hmm. with a cigarette,
mm-hmm.
never speak loud.
Really?
Always have this a little beautiful, intelligent smile uh-huh. on her face. She was an amazing person. Who taught me how to be kind no matter what,
mm.
how to be supportive no matter what,
really,
how to pursue your goals no matter what,
right?
And later on, she was a teacher for deaf kids. Mm. There was this special school, so she was a teacher of Ukrainian and Russian language and literature.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know why, but she became a teacher of this deaf kids. And I remember when she died, and I was 13 years old. It was a big, big tragedy for me because, as
sure.
I said, she was my...
You were close.
I was, at night, I was sleeping at her house
mm-hmm.
all every night. So
right.
she was the one who woke up in the morning and... do a breakfast for me and make uh-huh. sure that I'm okay and I was going to school. So
right.
basically when she died, she was like a mother, like a grandmother and like my friend, my best friend.
Right.
So I remember I saw kids on the street, deaf kids, they couldn't explain what they wanted.
Right.
And I just felt that I need to do something for them. Yeah. And I was 14 years old. I already had my songs.
Right.
And I came to my father and I said, I need a sound system from you. He said, why? I'm like, I'm going on a tour and I want to raise the money and I want to bring that money to these kids. Mm-hmm. I want to make something good for them.
Right.
And he said, okay. Mm. So I took my friend
right.
from my school. Uh-huh. I printed like the, how do you call that?
The posters.
The posters with right. my concert. Right. I came to every school and I said, can I do a concert here? And they were like, okay.
Yeah, sure.
You know, so we put those posters, me and my uh-huh. friend, in uh-huh. every school.
Uh-huh.
And my father brought his musicians and sound guys, you know, with the sound system.
Right.
So I think we ended up in another city.
Right.
Because another people from another city, they call to my parents and they said, is your daughter doing this charity for these kids? Mm-hmm. And my father said, yes, mm-hmm. let's do that in our school as well. So I right. did it. Mm-hmm. It was packed.
Right.
They paid money
yeah.
for the tickets.
Yeah, yeah.
So I raised, I think it was something around, I'm not sure, but I think it was around $2,000. Mm-hmm. And we're talking again about 90s.
Yeah,
it was
yeah.
huge money.
It was a lot of money.
So we brought it to that school and they bought, I think, computers and TVs. Well, something that they really needed. And they did a concert for me.
Mm-hmm.
That was the first time when I realized mm-hmm. that kids who cannot hear, they can actually move,
mm-hmm.
dance, sing
right
and read poems
mm-hmm.
even though they cannot hear themselves
wow.
well or yeah. they cannot hear anything at all. I was very impressed.
Yeah.
And from that time charity I really want to explain that so you would understand that correct. That's not a charity for like to advertise that. No, it's a charity from your heart, you know, when yeah. you want that
right.
and when you use your talent and voice for a good, for kind things mm-hmm. for a truly kind things mm-hmm. and music always helped me with that
mm.
always.
Yeah, that's amazing. And I know deaf people can really like feel music, right? They can't hear it.
Exactly.
But they feel it, you know?
Exactly.
And they can enjoy it just as much, you know?
Yes.
Which is amazing, you know?
It is.
But it's like, you know, we don't realize how fortunate we are when we're healthy
Thank
and everything
you.
Is okay, you know?
Thank
it's like
you.
People are
exactly.
so preoccupied with material things and, you know, fighting with people or comparing themselves to people and being
yes.
jealous and everything. And the point is that Be grateful that you can hear, that you can see.
Exactly.
You know, that you get up in the morning
Talk.
And feel healthy, you know?
Yes.
Yeah, yeah.
Exactly.
And because, yeah, imagine if you're mute and you can't, you know, you can't express yourself.
And another thing. Mm-hmm. Yesterday I've been talking with my friend. And here in LA, in Beverly Hills, she has a beautiful penthouse. Rika, thank you so much for that conversation. Uh-huh. She said, Ivana... Because I was singing. I was like, I want to sing to you. Uh-huh. She goes like, now I'm like, yeah, now. She goes like, oh, my neighbors will be happy to hear that. Yeah. And 12 a.m. I'm like, for sure.
Uh-huh.
So I was singing this beautiful song to her. And she said, Ivana, you have a voice.
Mm-hmm.
You have the ability to express the pain, the happiness, love, mm-hmm. sadness. Through the songs, through the music and emotions.
Right.
She said, I cannot. Mm. I would love to express myself through that because she said, I bet that's such a release after that.
Right. Yeah.
And I'm like, yes.
Right.
And then I said, thank you, God. You give me that. Actually, you give me that ability.
Yeah, yeah.
Believe it or not, I said yeah. that I realize how big it is compared to those people who cannot sing, right. but they would love to express that through the music and their voice, but they cannot. And then I said, well, my next song, because I'm writing lyrics and I'm composing, my next song is going to be about I am your voice. I will sing all of your pain, sadness, happiness, love.
Yeah.
That's going to be my next song.
Yeah, sounds good. Now, you sing both in Russian and in English, right?
Russian, English, Georgian, Ukrainian.
Oh, really?
French.
So there's Ukrainian language. It's not necessarily Russian, right?
For sure.
Oh, okay.
Well,
I didn't know.
Let me talk about that. Ukrainian language, Ukrainska мова, найкраща мова в світі. Ukrainian language is one of the best languages in the world.
Really?
It has such a beautiful, it sounds like a melody.
Yeah. Okay, cool. Well, we have one of your songs.
Yeah.
Is that in Ukrainian?
No, it's in English. If I would know that you didn't know
the
about
song,
Ukrainian
why?
Language, yes.
No, it's not in English. I listened to it.
Oh, it's English.
It
Maybe
is?
That's my accent. Well, thank
no,
you.
No, no, I don't know. Well, I don't know, because I listened to a few of your things.
Oh, yeah,
Maybe
no.
Maybe it's not the it's, one.
It's in English.
Yeah.
In English, but
okay.
Ukrainian is a beautiful language.
Yeah.
And even though Transcarpathia used to be Austria and Hungary for a long time, and we became a Ukraine only from 1949.
Yeah.
But I was born in the Ukraine. So,
right, right.
So I definitely proud of being Ukrainian and being having this ability to speak in that language, in Ukrainian.
Yeah. So you were born around the time when the Soviet Union fell, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Wow. So that's
so.
I was not
a kid from a Soviet Union.
Yeah, right.
At all.
Right. Right.
I have no idea what was that. I heard about that a lot.
Right.
But I was.
Good thing for you, you didn't have to live through that.
Oh, I always been against the rules. You know, I never stop on that television. I change everything in 6 months.
Really.
I was like, they were telling me, "Why are you singing in English?" I'm like, "Because I like it."
Yeah.
And they were like, "No one needs that in Ukraine." I'm like, "Oh, okay." And now look at them.
Yeah, there you go.
They're all learning English right now. And I already speak in English, which is great. That's a great skill to have, languages.
Yeah. So do you prefer... What I wanted to ask is, do you sing in Ukrainian here in the United States as
sometimes.
Well? Sometimes.
Yes.
Where do you perform? What kind of places do you perform at?
I perform in Trump Tower in Chicago and Roof on the Width on the 27th floor with a beautiful view. Actually, we did a nice charity concert and raised a lot of money for Ukraine there.
Yeah.
So, yes, what else? I mean, I do perform a lot of like private parties because
and you travel around the United States, right?
I do.
Chicago.
Yes, it's not just Chicago. My music video was on Times Square in April this year, and I was the first Ukrainian who had her music video playing every 15 minutes on Times Square, one of the biggest screen there.
I wish they'd send me that one, you know.
Oh, I'll send you that one.
Yeah, but we can't play it now because we're in the middle of the show.
Yes, yes.
But, yeah, well, what's the name of the song so people will know?
It's actually a Georgian song, Chita Brito. And that is a tribute to Vakhtang Kikabidze, who was like literally like Elvis Presley here.
Really?
So he died, and he gave me, right before he died, he gave me the permission, the official permission for that song. So I did a tribute, and I did a remake of that song, and I did it in Miami. We shot a beautiful video there. So Chito Grito, that's the name of the song that, that I released this year.
So you did the music video in New York?
Yes, I did New York, Paris, London, and Miami South Beach.
Really?
Yes.
So you traveled to all these places for one video?
For one video, exactly.
How fortunate is that?
It's all about my imagination. I am a director of that video, and I actually graduated in Columbia College, Chicago. I got my second degree there in media and business.
Oh, wow.
Yes, and thank to you, Chicago, and to Columbia College, Chicago, because they were amazing. And they told me, Ivana, don't go to work to some places. You should work on your business, continue your career here. Like, don't go to work in some like television. You don't need that.
Yeah.
So
you focus on the music.
Yes, on the music. And that gave me another perspective, for sure.
Right.
My picture is much wider right now,
yeah,
after Columbia College, after I moved here. And let me tell you something. I always been under the pressure of all of that traditions. Well, I'm not saying that that's a bad traditions, but the sexism, right, been always behind me, always,
yeah,
close to me back in my country. I always been faced with the sexism. And I didn't know that you guys actually have a word for that.
A word for what?
For like sexism.
Really?
I just had that feeling, but I didn't know that there is a word, and actually like people understand what is that.
Right,
so
right.
Columbia College taught me that.
I see.
And I was, you have a name for that? And actually you guys are fighting with that? Like, it's not okay for you too?
Right.
They were like, yeah, it's not okay at all.
Yeah.
And I'm like,
there's many places in the world. It's natural.
Yeah, exactly.
It just goes without saying, you know. And
for
and,
sure.
And women really are harassed.
For sure.
You know, many sure. places in the world.
So that's
unfortunate. Yeah.
It is very unfortunate.
But here, yeah, I mean, here we're trying. There's still issues here, you know. I mean,
yes.
there's still like with employment and. You know, and things like that, where women don't get paid equally.
Yes.
Or, you know, they're not looked at as seriously and so forth. And it's unfortunate, you know, but it still remains from years ago, you know. But I think that the newer generation can maneuver around that, and actually they can do better.
For sure. And, you know, just to have that feeling that here you have the opportunity to speak about that,
right,
and actually you can speak about that loud, so that means that your voice matters.
Right.
And when I realized all of that, I realized that, oh my God, this is the country where I'm supposed to be born.
Right. Yeah.
This
the
is the country. Yes.
Yeah. You know, I mean, we're not perfect, but
no way
you know,
is perfect.
Still, but it's still the best place in the world to live. And
yes.
that's why so many people are coming here, you know.
Yes.
Because they want that freedom to be able to express themselves, you know.
For sure.
It's not just enough to earn a good living or whatever, you know, but people need to know that they are able to actually say something and not be, you know, being persecuted for it, you know.
Yes.
And it's that's why I agree with you. It's a great place to be, you know.
Great place to be. And also back in Ukraine, because I always been standing up for myself.
Right.
It's like, I don't care about this. Mm-hmm. I will do this. Anyway, I'll do this music video in Montenegro. I'll sing English language. And they were like, but we cannot put this in on our channel. I'm like, yes, you can. I'm working here.
Right.
I'm your TV host. So please do that.
Right.
So even after like 10 years, one of my friends, he realized that I was working at that channel. So he called to ex-CEO of that, you know, music group in Ukraine. And he was like, do you remember Ivana Milei? And he was like, oh, yeah. She was unstoppable. No one could stop her. She was unlimited.
Uh-huh.
And one of my friend from Russia, he called me Unlimited in the World of Limits. And actually, that's going to be the name of my next album and next song.
Oh, it sounds cool. Let's, before
you.
We run out of time, I
yes.
want to play you a song so we can get an idea of what your voice is like.
Sure.
What type, do you have like a genre of music, or is it pretty much you don't want to like confine yourself to one?
Well, I would explain that this way. When you wake up in the morning mm-hmm. and you have a lot of different costumes, dresses, you know, shoes and purses, you know,
uh-huh.
you're choosing, depends on your mood, right?
Right.
So that's me in the music.
I see. Okay.
I cannot be in one style.
Yeah.
Depends on my time of my life.
Yeah.
What I'm experiencing right now.
Yeah.
Is
you're
it
growing.
Something?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Exactly. I'm growing.
Very cool.
And I cannot, like I said, it needs to be, every time it needs to be fresh, because otherwise it's very boring.
Yeah. No, that's true. The song is called Why.
Yes.
Tell us a little bit about it. What's behind it?
Oh, behind it is something sad.
Really?
Yes.
Well, you seem to have a lot of sad things,
well,
emotional things, you know.
Why
but,
not?
But
that's
life,
life,
right?
Well, the main thing that it's all in the past, mm-hmm. and I'm
that's
here
the important thing,
sitting
yeah.
in LA, in front of you, who's smiling to me. Right. And we have a great weather, like you said earlier today. And I'm here to pursue and to my goals and to share my music with the beautiful hearts.
Yeah.
I just need a beautiful heart.
Right. So the song, Why?
Why was about my personal story that I was under some pressure and I've been in a toxic relationship for years.
Yeah.
And at that time, I couldn't even sing.
Really?
And because it's like, you know, it's really, it was very tough for me.
Yeah, yeah.
And I finally found myself. I stand up on my feet, and after that, I was able to sing and to tell that story. But that was about fighting with that culture that I had in me inside that I grow with, you know.
Right. Yeah.
And again, United States helped me to stand up and to say, oh, no, I'm not anymore in that toxic relationship.
Right. And when was the song released? How long ago?
Well, we released that on this platforms not long ago, but I did it earlier, years ago.
Earlier.
Yes,
right.
Yes. But,
okay.
So right. why is about the strong women who can move on no matter what?
Right.
Who can fight for themselves and who can find their truly selves inside and express that to the world and do not be afraid to be faced with the biggest fears they have.
Yeah.
Because you need it.
That's true. Okay, well, here's Ivana Milei with Why. So take a listen and let's see what that's like. Sorry, what?
Oh,
is it the wrong one?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah, you don't want it?
Yeah.
You don't want to hear it?
Oh, yeah. Let's know. I thought that, oh, my God, this happened for a reason.
See, that's why I told you. It's not in
exactly.
English, right?
It's in Russian. That's
right.
In Russian.
That's what they sent me.
I know. Okay. Can we give you the English version?
Well, not right now. We don't really have time for
it.
Okay. Yeah.
Let's play Russian.
But you want to play?
I want to play that.
It still sounds great.
Yes,
you know?
I know. It's,
all right.
Yes. Let's
right.
do that.
Yeah, let's do that.
Yeah. Okay.
What's going on here?
Well, I just spoke to Regina. Well, we actually sent the Y, which was in English, but but now I'm assuming as this happened somehow, and we will figure it out later, how has this happened? But this is actually a duet song with a Russian superstar. His name is Dima Bilan.
It sounds like a great song. I mean, I loved it, you know? It really is cool.
The song is amazing, and because Dima loved this song, which is in originally in English, he was in 2019, he was in Chicago.
Right.
So it was before the all this bad things happened to our countries.
Right.
So we were singing, it was improvisation. We were singing on his concert, and then he said that let's do the duet song. So we did a duet song, and he asked one of the best lady who's writing lyrics in Russia. Her name is Lara Delia, and she did this wonderful translation. Well, not a translation, but beautiful lyrics in Russian language. And we released that right before the war happened. And we released this song in Russia. And actually, I've been in Moscow performing with Dima 10 days before the war happened.
Really?
In Moscow for like 15,000 people in Krokus City Hall. It was an amazing concert. And it was already when people were talking about the war between Ukraine and Russia that possibly can happen. But we were on the stage singing this song, showing to people that music is connecting people, not dividing people.
That's true, yeah.
And there was something really special about that. And it is something really special about that right now, because I was not expecting this song in a Russian language right now, but it happened. And people just heard a song in Russian language. And I just want to say, because everything is happening for a reason, maybe that's a sign that it's time for this war to be over.
Right.
Because...
I mean, we can take it out of the show, of the recording, if you want.
No.
Yeah, but it's part of your work, you know? I mean, you know?
Why would we take...
That's what I'm saying. I don't know. You seem like you're concerned about it.
I am.
That's why, you know.
I am. Yeah. Because here is the thing. This person means a lot for me. And this unbelievable artist has a big heart. And he's singing to millions of people.
Yeah.
And he agrees that music is connecting people.
Yeah, yeah.
And, you know, I would love for all of us that this will be, they will end this war, and we will somehow, our people will forgive.
Yeah. But, I mean, you guys don't have a problem with the Russian people, right? It's the government that's doing all this, right? Or is there like
that.
A conflict between?
Yes.
Really? Oh, okay. And well, we'll leave that for another show.
Yeah, we'll leave that for another
show. Yeah, we're just about ready to wrap up. So where can people see you? Where can people hear you?
Yes, so it's Ivan.
Now, you're in L.A. Are you going to perform here?
Yes, actually, I will perform this Saturday in Hyde Club.
Okay.
And it's going to be at night. I don't know the time right now, but it's going to be late night this Saturday on Hyde Club. And what? West Hollywood. Yes.
West Hollywood.
It's West Hollywood.
Okay.
And it's this Saturday. And yes. And I hope we can play the other songs, but you can definitely hear me on any platforms like Spotify, iTunes, Amazon Music, YouTube. Just put Ivana Melay, Ivanna Melay. This is how you need to do in United States. You need to spell your name.
Spell it out.
So I already know how to do that.
Yeah.
And you can play my music, you can listen to it, you can download it, you can pre-order that for the next upcoming release that I will have soon. The one with the really doll. The really doll is Warren Trotter. That's the guy who oh my God, we did a duet song. He's a Grammy winner. He's the one who works with the Kanye West forever. He's a producer. And we will do a music video. We'll shoot a music video in Chicago very soon. Me and Really Doll. And the name of the song is Tell It Like It Is.
Sounds good.
Yes.
All right. Well, you're an amazing guest.
Thank you.
Thank you so much for joining us, Ivana. How much longer are you staying in L.A.?
Till this Sunday, but you never know.
Is this your first time here?
It's my third time, but I've been here like 24 hours. Then I've been here like 2 days. Oh. And now I'm here for 10 days. Yeah. And it's
Are you
amazing.
Spending some time actually sightseeing and stuff?
Oh, I was on the red carpets on Emmy week.
Oh, really?
After parties, pre-parties. Mm-hmm. I've been everywhere on the release of Jordan Sparks. She has an amazing album release. We've been at Black China. She has an amazing nail boutique, you know, like I have back in Chicago in the West Loop. Yeah, I do have a nail boutique. Mon Cheri Chaiton. So a little bit of a little advertisement, if you don't mind. So I've been doing a lot.
Yeah.
I've been very busy.
Well, enjoy yourself. You know,
thank you so much.
It's a great place to be. LA has got a million things, a million restaurants, clubs, everything that you might just imagine we have here.
I know.
So, Ivana Mele, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you.
Much continued success to you.
Thank you.
I know you're going to do much better even because you're driven. And, you know, maybe one day everybody in America will know your name, you know?
They will, like just Miss Regina Daniels said, they will. And thank you so much for having me.
Of course.
Thank you for this very honest conversation.
Yeah.
I really appreciate that.
You're welcome. You're welcome.
And I wish to you all the best.
Thank you.
All the best to people who are listening to us, who are watching us right now.
Yeah, thank you for watching
and
listening, folks. And we'll see you all tomorrow.
Thank you.
You're listening to Sam in the Morning, only on LA Talk Radio.